And now it's time for Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego, and we have a great guy for you today. Travel insurance expert Bob Dawson is here, and there's going to be so much good information here on Let's Talk Hookup from this guy who knows it all when it comes to traveling and fishing. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composite, Power Pro, Shimano, and Olokai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today is a show that it's funny when we first had Bob on the show talking travel insurance. It was one of those things I remember thinking, like, how are we going to go through 2 hours worth of time talking about that? And like every time Bob comes on, I always like, well, that show went by way too fast, and I learned way more than I thought I would. You know, if you like to go somewhere and fish, and you know, it's one of those things that you just don't think a lot about, but like it's so inexpensive to, you know, CYA, man, cover your butt and make sure everything's good. Like,
gotta do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, we just heard the first Tackle Day spot of the season. The very first Saturday, November 5th, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Are you guys already gearing up for that?
I mean, we work for Doug. You're damn right we are. It is our...
It's going to be a big day.
Yeah, it's our single biggest event, sale, thing that we do of the year. We put a tremendous amount of effort into it. It is our, like... you know, call it whatever you want to call it. It's our, you know, it's our appreciation to our customers. It's our biggest sale. It's our biggest event. But I mean, it's a lot. It's a big day, and it is our most aggressive sale of the year. And obviously, that's what probably is the biggest deal to most people. You know, we have our best sale. Our, you know, lots of buy one get ones, and you know, freebies, and mega discounted, and all those things. Like, it's where we put our most effort. But it's also, I mean, it's a real event. I mean, big.
No, it's a great event.
Seminars and casting contests, and like, there's just a lot of fun, free stuff to do. You know, we have an Iserline knot tying contest where the winner's going to get a, you know, brand new 2-speed reel, and it's just cool. The surface iron casting contest from Shimano that they put on. Somebody's going to get a $500 Shimano 2-speed reel. Like, it's just,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Shimano
free,
Tranks
like,
casting contest. Yeah. And Saturday, November 5th, mark your calendar. You're going to hear a lot about it here on Let's Talk Hookup as the month progresses here.
Totally.
We are in a new month, October 1st, today.
How crazy is that?
And I want to hear about adventure and camping. You spent, you were gone last weekend, and you spent the weekend up in the Eastern Sierra and hung out with Ryan and the boys at Adventure and Camping. How did that go?
It was epic. It really, really was. It was a really special trip. First time getting to take the boy up to the Eastern Sierras.
That's
and,
cool.
It was special, you know, really good. My wife Dallas and I and the dog and the baby all went and had a great time. And, you know,
is this the first full family vacation?
I mean, yeah, if you include
pretty
the
much,
dog,
yeah.
You know. it really was, and it was just perfect. You know, we didn't know what to expect. We're obviously new parents and, you know, the baby and everything. And, dude, the trailer, it was the way to go for sure.
Yeah.
Like, the trailer that we rented from them was, you might as well have been in a hotel room, except
yeah,
you were 5 feet off the creek. Oh, and the bathroom was big and had a bathtub and a shower and the, you know, I mean, the thermostat's like being in your house, digital thing. If it's too hot for the baby or too cold for the wife, you turn it up, you turn it down. I mean, it was perfect.
Jeez.
Like, I mean, it was a very easy trip. We're super busy with Dallas in school and busy with work. And so it was just one of those things where, you know, we just didn't have a ton of time to prepare, and we didn't need to because they kind of took care of everything for us.
That's so cool.
Stopped in Bishop on the way up and got some supplies at the grocery store, and the fridge was already cold, and we threw our gear in there and just had a hassle-free, trouble-free trip. It was fantastic.
And you caught some fish.
It was great. You had mentioned fishing the Rock Creek area.
Yeah.
I had never been to that part of the Eastern Sierra before. Loved it.
Yeah.
We had really good rainbow fishing in Rock Creek.
And then the fall colors up there.
Dude,
insane,
it was
right?
So cool. That was a fantastic recommendation.
Yeah.
It was our favorite part of the trip. Kind of became like, I think this is where we want to stay the next time
so
we come
close,
up to the Sierra.
Right?
It was easy. Loved it. And and again, Adventures in Camping, like they serviced that area too. So we went through. We had like a little bit of an afternoon. We caught some fish. Had the boys taking a nap. Dog was in the car. We just like drove through a bunch of the different campgrounds, all of which are serviced by Adventures in Camping, and like jotted down like, okay, you know, East Fork Campground, Space 65, that one, the creek runs right by it, and we kind of like got a little log saved up for next year.
Sweet.
Of where we hope to stay again, because you're right, that was beautiful
yeah, no,
up there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean,
and
there's
like,
so many beautiful areas.
And tucked away, like, I didn't even know that existed. It's just a quick little turn off on the road, and all of a sudden you drive up the hill, and it's like, where has this been? Like,
all of a sudden you're at 9,000 feet.
Dude, it was
a different
awesome.
World.
Yeah,
yeah,
fantastic. Great recommendation.
Yeah.
And that's how that Sierra is, like, there's so much cool stuff to see, and we're still neophytes to it. We've been doing it for a few years now, and it's kind of become our most favorite place to go. It's a bit of a drive, but it's not that bad. You know, you leave in the morning, you're there in the afternoon.
Yeah, six and a half hours from San Diego. It's like five from L.A.
But you feel like you're in a different world when you get up there.
World.
Yeah.
And the adventure and camping thing, so much better than staying in a hotel for about the same price. And right now, with the deal they're giving our listeners, 50% off. Until they close, which is October 15th. So you got 2 weeks left.
Dude,
which is the best time of the year in the Eastern Sierra.
Ideal condition, excellent fishing. The weather was so nice. It's been so hot in SoCal. It was so cool to get up there. 70 degrees every day, bluebird skies. But the evenings got nice and cool, and you actually put your jeans on, and you had a campfire. Like, it was just, it was, you know, it's like taking a multi-week camping trip, like pushed into a couple of days, because you're not dealing with the tow up and back. You're not dealing with all the hassle. We threw everything into the car. We jammed up.
You can even rent barbecue, the chairs, the camp, the
Dude,
everything.
Everything was dealt for. When we showed up, they had our trailer set, ready, level. The fridge was on. The air conditioner was on. They had a big mat set up. They had the camp chairs all set up. The barbecue was already out. I mean, it was like they prepped the thing for us, and we just showed up. It was so dialed.
So you want to do it. You want to take advantage of that deal, 50% off here for the final 2 weeks, adventureandcamping.com. Just go on the website. You basically handpick whatever trailer that suits your needs and your family, or if it's just you or a couple or whatever, they have something that fits. And then you can add all the extras you want, all 50% off. If you just mentioned Let's Talk Hookup.
We did it because of that 50% off deal, and I can tell you, because we did some price comparison. It was cheaper than any hotel that you would stay at in Mammoth.
Like cheaper than Motel 6.
Way nicer. Yeah. I mean, we were staying in a brand new, beautiful trailer, and you're on the creek. We stayed in two different spots. We stayed on the Owens, and we stayed on Glass Creek. Like, we're talking open the door, step 5 feet, you're making a cast, catching a brook trout.
Sounds awesome. So sick. AdventureandCamping.com. Take advantage of it. Go up in the East Sierras and take advantage of the good fishing and the fall colors and the beautiful, uncrowded Eastern Sierra this time of the year.
No doubt.
Bob Dawson, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hey, great to have you here, and good to see you. And we're just talking, Ricky was up in the Eastern Sierra. We were just talking about travel. Which is that's what you do, right?
Yes, that's what we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So let's throw this scenario at you. Okay. You rented a trailer from Adventure and Camping, and are you covered?
Well, yeah, you're going to be covered. Now, remember, the trip insurance is for accidents and illnesses that you have, and it reimburses you for all your prepaid expenses up to whatever limit of insurance you buy.
Because you're more than 100 miles from home, right?
Exactly. Right, and it covers worldwide as well.
Worldwide.
So you can go to Africa hunting, you can go on a cruise, you can go to Vegas for a weekend, visit a friend. As long as you're 100 miles from home, then all the coverages go into effect.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So, and we met you through the Royal Star. You're a big Royal Star fan. You fish on the Royal Star, and you do all the travel insurance for not only the Royal Star, but most of the long-range boats in the fleet, right?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, there's so many people traveling this morning, it was hard for me to find a parking place in here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's the long-range fishing capital of the world.
That's for sure.
And, man, I'm telling you, there are people going fishing. I've got some of my fishing buddies going this morning on a 7-day trip. And then,
Royal Star just unloaded, and they're over getting fuel right now and coming back and picking up your buddies. How come you're not going?
Well, I'm going next Saturday.
You're going next Saturday. Okay. On a 7-day?
Yeah, on a 7-day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to come back from that for about 4 days and go pheasant hunting in Mexico for 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a good schedule for October.
Yeah, October is a great month to fish and hunt and do everything outdoors, right?
I think October is one of the best months for fishing.
No doubt about it. Southern California or anywhere, it's just and as Ricky and I were talking about, fishing kind of took a dip after that little hurricane issue, and now it's and then we had the wind issue, and now the weather's back to what it should be this time of the year, and it came back big time this year, right?
The last couple days,
or this weekend.
Yeah, the last few days of the tackle store, it's as good as it gets, you know. Both seeing crazy good variety fishing. You know, the Dorado looked like it was kind of maybe starting to wane a little bit, and then boom,
there it comes.
Yeah, full speed on all the guys targeting it. Limits was kind of the rule for most of the boats that were fishing that. And then the cool thing about that is seeing the influx of yellowfin in that zone now. Lots of yellowfin on porpoise schools, yellowfin on kelps, open water, little jumper spots of it. So that's been an addition. But the big one was just seeing that great bluefin fishing come roaring back the last couple nights. Nighttime jig fishing on knife jigs. The Tomahawk yesterday morning, I think they had a half a dozen over 200 pounds and a bunch of those 70 to 125 pounders. They had daytime fly line fish, but the nighttime, night jig fishing was just, it was fantastic again.
Yeah.
It's nice to see it doing what it looks like we kind of all hoped it would, and probably giving us a really good fall.
Yeah, and not going to stop, hopefully, until well after Tackle Day, November 5th.
Knock on wood, man. Yeah, we're planning on going into December this year.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Bob, what's been going on in the world of Dawson Insurance and travel?
Yeah.
Well, mostly COVID. That's most of our claims.
A lot of people.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like the people that are getting it right now are getting a more mild form of it.
Right. Yeah.
But I've been dealing with people every day. As a matter of fact, the travel insurance companies are so backed up with claims on COVID.
What are the claims like? What's the COVID claim?
Well, as an example, let's say you Well, I just did one yesterday. A client flies to Spain, goes on a bike trip, a bike tour, comes back, is going to the UK for, I think, a musical tour or something. But anyway, they once they got into UK and they're trying to leave, they tested positive for COVID, so now they had to be quarantined.
Oh.
So they're still quarantined right now. I think it was like 4 or 5 days. But the policy covers that quarantine for $250 a day for the lodging.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. And then they're obviously, well, depending on when they get out of quarantine where they test negative, you know, they may have to purchase a one-way ticket. You know how expensive those things are.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, the travel insurance company
that
will pay that difference.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Same class of flight. If you went up first class, it'll take you back first class.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's a great... So there's still the requirement, the U.S. still has a requirement when you're coming back in the country to test before you come back.
Well, the foreign countries do. I'm not sure exactly what the U.S.
Yeah.
is doing, but I imagine...
I know that Canada dropped that, which is good news.
Yeah, because they've been tough.
Yeah, they've been
tough. I've got people trying to get up there for a couple of years on hunting trips, and
but
it's like,
oh,
it's postponed, you know.
Yeah. But when COVID first started, travel insurance didn't cover any of it.
No, because it was a pandemic and an epidemic. But
right.
now they're like, okay, we're going to
cover
it.
Here's what we're covered.
Yeah. If you get it, it's covered. If you're afraid of getting it, it's not covered.
Right. It's not covered, right. Yeah, you can't, well, I'm afraid to get on the plane because I might get COVID, and you can't cancel for that reason.
No, no.
Yeah.
And it's just like somebody saying, I'm afraid of sharks, so I'm not going to go fishing, I want my money back.
Exactly. Yeah. It's true. That's a good point.
Do you have to have an individual trip policy to cover you if a COVID scenario happens, or can the yearly travel policy, will that cover you the same?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yearly. And now we have a new family plan. So, you know, I have a lot of clients that go, look, you know, I go on these fishing trips, and I usually buy a $5,000 annual plan, but then I go on usually a family trip a year, and then my wife and I like to go somewhere. So now we have a family plan, and those are flat rates on the annual plans as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So it covers husband, wife, and kids.
Yeah, and it usually makes more sense. I ran some quotes again this morning. It usually makes more sense if you have, like, a couple of children.
Yeah.
You know, because it if it
covers
just,
everybody.
Yeah, everybody in the household's covered. And so if you had a $5,000 annual plan, as an example, everybody in the household will be covered for any travels. Either they go on individually or they go on with a family. So that way everybody's covered for the whole year.
So if you have an individual plan, it covers you. Family plan, you know, just your wife is going on some trip with the girlfriends, like, but you and the rest of the family are not. She's still covered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah. And, then, you know, most of the time, if it's just a husband and wife, a lot of times we're just better off to have an individual one-year plan that's a flat rate, not based on your age like single-trip plans are. Because, man, those things get really expensive. When you start getting up to my age, it costs you more money to go on a three-day trip than you can buy a whole year for.
Yeah. But so what's the lowdown on somebody is going on a long-range trip.
Right.
And they're going, let's say, somebody's going on multiple long-range trips. They may way better off buying the annual plan?
Almost in every case.
Yeah.
If you make more than one trip a year, it's going to be a lot less expensive for you to get a one-year plan that covers every trip you make, whether it's in the USA or worldwide. All you have to do is be 100 miles from home. You could be buying an airfare, and you have to cancel because you twisted your ankle or you got the flu or something. You get a refund on that. It covers basically any illness or accident that you get. And there's some standard exclusions on these travel policies, like we talked about this before, like diving lower than 65 feet. Even with a master diver, they're not going to cover that. You need a different policy with Dan insurance for that kind of coverage. And they don't cover, like, hang gliding and parachuting, car racing. You know, things like that are mostly standard.
Ultra high risk stuff.
But diving is covered as long as you stay above 65 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I know you dive.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going on a big dive trip.
I was just going to say, you're going next weekend.
2020. No, yeah, we're going to Cabo Pulmo next weekend down during our 28th annual Palmas de Cortez Rich Top Tournament.
Wow.
But usually we're not below 65 feet.
Yeah,
but I'm going on a big dive trip that I was supposed to do in 2020 to Indonesia in 2024, of January in 2024. And so I'm covered for that. I'm covered for that trip, but I have to stay above 65 feet.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You get below 65 feet. I don't know how they prove that. They can probably look at your tanks or something. I have no idea.
Know. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. Well, that's usually not a problem because that's where all the life is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, yeah,
you're all good.
I'm sure most of the time you're up there anyways.
Yeah, that's an interesting adage there. I guess they just don't want people going down 200 feet. I guess that's that.
I'm sure it's all just like a numbers thing. Like
yeah,
you look at the number of accidents that happen down deep versus up high, and like
sure.
It's just kind of like people with their age. You get a single trip plan. It's going to be based on your age. So now you're 70 years old, and now it's like, wow, this is really expensive because I'm older, and they expect me to have more medical issues, and don't expect me to not catch COVID as easily, maybe as somebody else, or the flu, or whatever it might be. So that's why the annual plans are such a good deal, you know. And they start at
no age questions.
You could be 10 years old or 110; it's all the same price.
So let me ask you this: you're going on a Royal Star 7-day trip next week. Somebody's going with you. They want trip insurance for that. How much is that policy going to cost that person?
Let's see. On this trip, it's around $3,000. $280 for a year.
The trip cost is
$3,000. Yeah, I think it's like $3,200.
So how much is that trip insurance going to cost?
$280 a year, and then they can go on every trip they want.
What if you bought it individually? How much would it cost?
Oh, at my age? Oh, it's more money than the 1-year plan.
Than the 1-year plan? Yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
So I mean, if let's say you're 50 years old, something like that.
Well, then you're probably looking at 4 to 5% of the cost of the trip. So this is a $3,000 trip. What would it be, $150 about, you know, somewhere
but
in there.
But for double that, a little less than double that, you can cover every trip you take for a 1-year period.
Yeah, fishing, hunting, going on a cruise.
Whatever it is.
Visiting a friend, yeah.
As long as you're 100 miles from home. Going up and venturing camping, whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, you're used to that, right, Rick? Riding horses with broken arms?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm the biggest advocate for it, man. Like,
you got to have it.
It doesn't matter how healthy you are. I mean, they call them accidents for a reason. You know, you're not ever expecting something like that to happen, and it's such a low cost to just cover yourself.
Yeah, and in your case, I think, wasn't it a lightning bolt or thunder that spooked the horse? And then
you got it.
You decided to go airborne?
Yeah, she ejected me off the back.
Yeah, but that kind of thing is covered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's covered. Any illness or accident, I shouldn't say any, almost all
almost
of them.
Almost all.
Yeah, because, you know, we were talking about, you know, diving lower than 65 feet, you know, that's just an exclusion. Hang gliding, parachuting, those kind of things are just exclusions.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had people call, well, you know, we're going to go into a fighting championship. Sorry, that's not covered.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Mr. Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance.
You're not kidding. And I mean, not only is obviously Bob is like the expert when it comes to insurance and travel questions and things like that, but not just the travel end of thing. This guy has been fishing long range since before I've been around at the landing. You know, I mean, just a great guy, a great fisherman, a friend of the family. And you want to talk about the absolute expert when it comes to travel. This is the guy. Going to be a great show. Always love it when Bob's here. And if you want to be a part of it this morning, if you've got questions for us, we want to hear you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the call-in number. Or shoot us a text. I have a feeling today is going to be a very busy day with the text. I think we've gotten more texts before the show started than I can ever remember before. It's going to be a very busy morning. If you want to send a text through, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download on your phone. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, download the app. Not only can you shoot your questions in to Bob and have him answer them, but you can hear the archive shows. If he gives out a killer tidbit piece of travel information that you want to hear, you can easily hear all of the past archive shows through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a great download, and it's your only chance to send a question in via text to Bob. We are also giving away a really cool prize at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate, and you can order any pair of Costa Del Mars up to $300. Both the texters and the callers are going to be eligible. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show to designate whether the caller comes from the texter side or the caller side. So if you're sending a text through, make sure you include your contact info so we can get back to you if you're the big winner, because you're not going to want to miss out on
a
brand new pair of Costas.
Brand new pair of Costas, and they're coming out with so many great styles and colors and sizes, and it's just Costas just doing such a great job.
I love that Pro Series. They keep adding glasses to it, and I know, Pete, you put up a really cool post about the new Jose Pro.
In honor of Jose Wahebe.
Yeah. The Pro Series are basically a redesign of their most popular frame. So the Jose's, the Tuna Alleys, the Blackfins, like some of their most popular ones, and they do like adjustable nose pieces. They have like additional venting, so when you're fishing and it's hot, your lenses don't fog up. They have like better grip on the earpieces because you're, you know, when you're sunblocked up, it's not affected by all that kind of stuff.
And they have little holes in the end that you can use like a little keeper if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just awesome. And that was a really cool pair.
The Jose's. Their newest one.
And again, well below the cost of your $300. If you bought those, you're going to have some gift certificate money left over.
You're going to have enough for a t-shirt.
Get yourself a pair of Crokies, whatever you want, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Going to be a great show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, phones are, I don't know why I read the number, because the phone lines are all packed up, but if you want to get through, Bob's
maybe
a,
one line yeah, up for Christian.
Yeah. Bob's a very popular guest. So much killer information. Again, that's 213 area code 432-1090, or again, shoot us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, hey, speaking of text, Jeff in Costa Mesa has a good one to start us off here. He wants to know the timeline of an insurance purchase. If he's going on a trip in 2 weeks, can I still buy travel insurance, or does it need to be purchased when I booked the trip, which was 9+ months ago?
Good question. Oh, that's a great question,
yeah,
because we get that all the time. Basically, you can buy the trip insurance down to the day the trip leaves if you want.
Yeah.
But the advantage to buying it within the 14 days of your initial trip deposit is that you'll get free pre-existing medical condition coverage for you or a family member that causes you to cancel a trip. So I'll give you a good example, because we just had a claim on this. So we have a person that the guy's wife has a stent put in for better blood flow for her heart. And it was done like 90 days before he purchased the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still considered a pre-existing condition, because it's something that somebody's seen a doctor for in the last 120 days.
Yeah.
And so just 2 days before his trip, his wife has to go in and get another stent put in. And they're going, no, we're not covering that, because he didn't purchase the insurance within the first 14 days.
14 days of putting
of initial deposit.
Initial deposit.
Right. So, but you can still buy the insurance afterward. It covers all the other
everything
20
else.
Reasons.
Sure.
Right. But sometimes it can be important. Sometimes it's not. There's a lot of people.
It covers the trip cancellation. All that does it, but it
yeah.
It doesn't cover the trip cancellation.
No, it wouldn't.
If she had this stent, it wouldn't cover that.
Well, right, because she had it within the last 120 days prior to the trip insurance being purchased.
Gotcha.
Right.
It was a pre-existing.
Yeah,
pre-existing.
Okay.
So,
but what are the other things that it would cover?
As an example, let me give you the most important reasons.
Yeah.
I would say, in the quickest.
There's a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, and the quickest would be everything that's not related to a pre-existing condition.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but basically, you know, people purchase trip insurance so they don't lose their money. They put their money down, trip's coming up, they have to cancel at the last minute because they twisted their ankle, or they got COVID, or they got the flu, or a family member ended up in the hospital. Whatever it might be, then you want to be able to get your money back. And that's usually the number one reason, but it's not, and expense-wise, it's not the most important reason. The medical benefits and the medical evacuation benefits are the most expensive part.
Yeah,
way huge.
Yeah.
You know.
So explain the medical, because I think that's number one reason I buy it, is for the medical evacuation. Right, Ricky?
Let me tell you, I'll never make that mistake again. You just don't know. Like,
yeah. And, you know, most of the insurance companies deny that medevac.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive as hell.
Yeah.
My exact situation was exactly that. Because my injury was non-life-threatening, I couldn't use our norm, you know, like we didn't have it. No, we did not have emergency medical evac insurance.
And you were 9,000 feet in the Teton Mountains of Wyoming.
We were
or
60 miles from the trailhead.
Yeah, the
trailhead. Like, there was no way to get out other
you had
than
to be
on horse.
Or a helicopter.
Yeah, so I either had to helicopter out, which emergency medical evac insurance would have covered, but we didn't have it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or because it was non-life threatening, it wasn't, you know, it wouldn't be covered by my normal medical insurance. Had it, you know, if it was a heart attack, that would be a different story. But I fell off the horse and broke both my arms, so we had to pay for the flight because it was non-life threatening. $50,000 was the cost of the flight, or suffer through riding a horse for you know 36 hours until you know like until we finally made it out into the hospital. So like it was a tough choice, but it was a choice that we had to make because I hadn't. Bought the trip insurance. I'll never not do it again for the rest of my life.
And so that's an example of you would be covered there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't have had to be.
Whether you
decision.
Had a pre-existing condition or not. Because it wasn't a pre-existing condition.
No, that was an accident.
He didn't have broken wrists before he fell off the horse.
They were both working just fine.
Yeah. Hey, let's head down to the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias. Hey, Ricky, if you were my son, you'd be on that horse for 36 hours.
Well, I was my dad's son, and I made that same call, too, man. There was no way. That was like the first argument that Dallas and I had ever really had. She's like, there's no way we're getting the helicopter. We'll figure out how to pay for it. And I was like, there is no way I'm paying that amount of money, man. I'll grit my teeth and get my ass out of here.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Hey, the fishing down in the Baja is just out of sight. It's so good right now. Still, you know, what an amazing Dorado season they've had down there. Just so many Dorado. What a comeback for those fish. And, you know, Loretto is still pounding them. Same thing in La Paz. And a few Wahoo mixed in there out there at Saravo Island, that Rocky Montaña area. Sailfish and striped marlin in the mix, and then you move down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas there. There's some really good tuna fishing going on those banks just around Punta Gordo there, up at the Iman, the San Luis, and Vinorama area. There's some, you know, quality yellowfin tuna, 40, 50-pound fish, 60-pound, a few 80s mixed in with them. Same thing with the Dorado, and it's just going to be a fabulous fall down there. And we're a month away from our annual Wahoo Rumble there at San Jose del Cabo, and we've got about 46 anglers going down for that tournament, 3-day tournament. Of course, we are targeting the Wahoo, and it looks like it's going to be a really, really good tournament this year. So some really good fishing going down in the southern part of Baja, and if you guys want to get into some good fishing, now's the time to go. It's just going to get better as we get in. The rest of this month in November, and then probably even December should still be really, really good. But that's the report for this week, Pete. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, South America, and all the other destinations we sell, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cast man, great report as always. Appreciate that very much. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. I want to remind you that Catch Sport today is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and much easier to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more info and get that Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Process.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to get it started this morning with Rob, who's calling us from SoCal. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
We're doing great. Rob, good morning.
How's it going?
We're doing good, buddy. What's your question?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, man. I recently took a trip, and the fish cleaning fees, dude, were outstanding. Over $2 a pound. I had a buddy that had 6 fish, none of them big. Paid $700 to get his fish cleaned. Wondering how you guys feel about that.
I mean, it's, I don't know how, what you say about it. I mean, I think that the service is exactly what it is. It's
either cut it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And end up with a inferior product, or you have like a super high quality product. And that's, you know, labor is expensive. You know, pickup is expensive. All of that, all of those costs are expensive. Myself, disposing of the carcasses is expensive. You think about what's involved in processing fish today. Yes, it's very expensive. But, Bob, you could probably relate to that because I know you use Fisherman's Processing. And, you know, you can run up a bill, but you have, you know, table-ready quality fish. And I don't know that you've been down to the fish market lately to see how much a pound of tuna costs when it's fresh and well taken care of, right?
Oh, man. It's the best deal in the world, really, to have it processed, I think.
Yeah.
Vacuum-packed. I usually have mine backpacked in the heaviest mill plastic that they use for vacuum packing. And like on my last trip in July, I was a 7-day on the Royal Star. I think it was around $1,400. And then I gave all of it away except three pieces. So, yeah. You know, but I got friends and family and clients of mine that don't necessarily go fishing, but they like eating fish.
Yeah.
And I've got plenty, so, yeah, that's just the way I work it. But no doubt, everything's gotten more expensive. I mean, just look at the fuel costs on a boat now. You know, these boats don't get miles per gallon.
No.
They burn 2 to 4 gallons per mile.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you've got a boat.
Oh, yeah. No, it's everything is more expensive for everybody.
And I was going to say, I wanted to touch on the processing bill is, I've seen it, I mean, obviously I worked down the landing. I've seen it and heard it a bunch of times. Oh, my God, man, my processing bill is way more than I thought. It has a lot to do with the amount of fish that you should go into that. And Sean Sebring preaches that a lot. Like, have an idea of the amount of fish that you want to have processed before you go into this. Like, because fishing is fantastic right now. And, you know, like our caller Rob was saying, that, you know, hey, you know, he had a bunch of them. He had no big ones. Well, no big ones is a very relative term these days. You know, no big ones means, well, they weren't 200-pounders. They were 70-pounders. But, you know, you rack up a few days of limits worth of that grade of fish, the weight that you're having processed is high. It's not over a couple bucks a pound. You know, it's $1.65 a pound.
Right.
But there's a lot of other services also, and it, you know, it's almost like a dirty trick, man. If you've tied Fisherman's Processing jerky, it's fantastic. You know, if you've tried their smoked fish, it's fantastic. But you know, you get a couple of limits of big fish. You get it processed. Maybe you pay a little upgrade for a 5-mil bag. You do a few things. You do a couple of fish of jerky. You do a couple of fish of smoked. A large bill happens for sure. Like you said, it's a premium service, and
you have to decide how much fish you want to take home, how much fish you want to share with your friends. If the bill is a concern to you, you have to factor that in
totally
before you put a line in the water. Or when you catch them, give them to somebody who wants it.
Totally.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that want that fish.
Or let them go.
Or better yet, let them go. But the thing is, the alternative is ridiculous. You have this whole fish that you've taken home because you can't fillet on the boat now because of the Department of Fish and Wildlife regulations. And what do you do with that fish?
It's tough.
It's a lot of labor and tough. But you can do that if you want to.
Exactly.
You bring a big cooler, you bring a big trash can with a bunch of ice in it and take it home and fillet it.
I mean, I get what
Have
Rob...
Have a fillet party.
I get what you're saying. I don't begrudge you for saying it. If to me, is it worth $1.65 a pound? It is. It's the hassle factor. But, you know, keep those things in mind. Like, have an idea of how much you... Because that's a lot of fish, you know. You take 6 70-pound bluefins and cut them up, like, that's just way more than I and my small family can deal with. And so then, you know, you're starting to get into, like you're saying, Bob, you know, you provide it for your friends. And the beauty is the product that you get back from Fisherman's Processing is, it's just higher end.
Table ready.
It's higher end than I can produce at my house.
No
I can't
question.
Vacuum pack
you can't
that level.
Buy that quality.
You can't clean it to that level. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, go into a quality fish market. Go into Point Loma Seafoods. Like, high-end seafood, which that's what you're getting, you know, RSW fish off of a high-end boat, like, it's expensive, you know.
Yes.
It's an expensive product. So $1.65 a pound to get it that way, to me, it's just a cost that's worth spending.
So you can't... Better than $17 a pound, even at Costco, right?
For
frozen.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and that's not...
Stuff that was caught down in the South Seas and then frozen for like 14 weeks and then sits in Costco shells for another 5 weeks,
Yeah, no, it's...
Not different quality.
No comparison.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
$1.65 a pound, that's a best deal going, because like you said, trying to deal just with the carcasses.
The whole,
oh my gosh.
Dealing with the fish,
And all the work.
And then the quality of the product that you're producing, unless you're really good at it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not even going to compare.
Fisherman's Processing, it's all levels. You're not dealing with the hassle. You're not dealing with the cleanup afterwards. You're not dealing with try to make it. And you have Raymond cutting your fish. Like, I can't do as good of a job as they can, period.
But it's your choice.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up. We got reports from the boys and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with Dawson Insurance. Having a great time here with Bob, man. This is a fun show.
It is a fun show. I've got some
there's really good text right now.
Pouring in. You have one, Ricky?
I do. I thought this one was a good one because it's what so many of our guys do, and it has it's in regards to the yearly plan. This was from Jimmy in San Marcos. Does the family plan include road trips into Mexico? We go all the time, but it's not the type of thing where we make reservations, and we're traveling beyond 100 miles from our home in San Marcos, but it's not a vacation like a standard one would be. They're just hopping in the car, going out to Mexico for the weekend.
Yeah, no, that would be covered if you're 100 miles from home. The travel insurance companies, most of them are 100 miles, some are 160 miles, but once you're 100 miles from home, that's considered a trip. So if you're going down for 3 or 4 days to Mexico,
doesn't matter whether it's in the air, on the ground, or walking that far.
Yeah, right.
it's all covered, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you're just going to Bay of L.A. for the weekend with the boys in your truck, you're still covered. Whatever the scenario is, something happens, you're covered.
Yeah, it's basically illness and accidents. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people, they don't take into consideration, hey, to save money on my own medical insurance, I take a high deductible plan, like a bronze plan, like a $6,000 deductible. Once you're 100 miles from home, and this plan's not designed to be a medical plan, but it does, it'll cover your deductible up to the $20,000, even on the $3,000 annual plan for $280.
Yeah. $280.
Yeah, and just covering your deductible for that. If you had a high deductible plan,
yeah.
I mean, that alone is worth it.
Again, take my scenario. Like something happened, some accident happened, you broke your arm. Well, you're gonna have a $6,000 deductible if you had a high, you know, like you said, a bronze style plan.
Right.
That's gonna cover that $6,000 for you.
Yeah.
Huge.
All right.
For $280.
Yeah.
A year.
So let's
every trip you go on.
Yeah, every trip.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So let's throw another scenario. You rent a car in a place that's 100 miles from home. You get in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of that rental car stuff covered?
It is on the annual plans. You can buy it by the day for coverage on the individual plans, but it's about $14 to $18 a day to cover that car. You get an annual plan, they cover that car for physical loss and damage for $45,000 if it's stolen or wrecked. And no deductible.
Wow. Okay.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
I don't know how they make money on it, but obviously they do.
Obviously they do because
they wouldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Insurance companies are going to make money. We know that for a fact.
I'll tell
right?
you what,
they figure it out.
It's the perfect thing though because $280 for a full year is kind of a no-brainer if you travel a little bit. But you know what? Like most of the trips you go on, they go smooth. But to me, the $280 is worth knowing that you've got that in your back pocket for the just in case. Like
yeah.
it's not enough money to deter me from going. Probably nothing's going to happen. You know, we went to the Sierras last weekend with Adventures in Camping. It was smooth as could be. There was no problem, but I know I had it in my back pocket just in case.
Right, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds good. Phones are packed up. We're this time going to talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Bob, I've been with you for a long, long time, and I have to tell you, it's just been an incredible experience. I'm getting a little older now, but I'm taking 6 to 7 trips a year, and I really look forward to the trips themselves. But I will say you have actually produced for me a better part of enjoyment for those trips because I have peace of mind. I don't even think about what could go wrong, and nothing has, fortunately, over the years. But it's nice to know peace of mind that if I fell and I broke a leg, heaven forbid, had to be, you know, evacuated, I'm covered. I mean, you've just really made my trip so much more enjoyable.
And I might add, too, Harry, you're in your 80s, right? So you're still covered on that annual plan.
Yes, right.
For the flat price.
For the flat price. No age considerations whatsoever.
Nope. You can be 10 years older, 110.
The other thing is, too, I don't even think about renewing it. It's automatic, Bob. I mean, the way we've got it set up, we just do it every year, so I don't even think twice about it.
We always send out a notification usually 2 to 3 weeks prior to it expiring.
Right.
Just to make sure you still want to renew it, but you do every year anyway.
But I will add, let's say your policy is expiring in April and you book a trip in the following March. Just to cover the pre-existing conditions, how do you make sure that you're covered?
Well, that's automatically going to be covered on the existing policy.
Because you're renewing, you're fully covered no matter when you book that trip.
Yeah, the key is to renew it within 7 days of its expiration, and then you get the free pre-existing condition coverage.
Gotcha.
So
as long as you renew within that 7 days, you're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's an important thing.
That's a good call.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, Harry, thanks a lot for the call. You know that you have a lot of fans out there, Bob. And this is another one here. Ron in Poway says, "Hi, Bob. I've used the annual plan twice in the last 4 years on long-range trips for the last-minute medical cancellations that have never happened before. The annual plan has more than paid for the previous 10 years of fees. And this is a no-brainer. I tell my friends and charter groups how great you are and Renee how great you are to work with. Although I already is very reasonable, are there any additional discounts for larger groups or charters?"
Well, there is. You can get group plans where, you know, everybody in one particular group, but you have to have at least 10 or more people. And a lot of times you're not going to get 10 people to agree on anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it doesn't save a ton of money. So, you know, my recommendation is usually, you know, unless you're going with a group of 40 or 50 people and everybody agrees, we all want to get trip cancellation insurance, then, you know, you're probably better off just to get your own individual plans because somebody's going to back out and now it doesn't qualify for a 10% discount or whatever it is.
Got it.
Wow.
I always like this one, this question, this next text, because Bob's like, such like the expert at all the ins and outs of all this stuff. So this one was from Bob, and he says, if illness prevents travel, but my airline provides a travel credit, but I no longer want to do the trip anymore, will my travel insurance reimburse me? That's from Ed and Ventura.
Now, the question was, why is he canceling?
So, illness prevented him from travel.
It's covered. Illness is covered.
But, you know, but the airline provided a travel credit. You know, they're saying, hey, well, when you get better, here's a credit for it. But, hey, I don't want to do this trip anymore. I wanted to go in June. I got sick in June. The best fishing was in June. You know, they're going to provide me a credit, you know, the airline later on, but like, hey, I don't want to do this trip anymore because I missed my window of when it was good.
Right.
Will my, you know, whatever, you know, we'll just take the boat, for example. Like, you know, do I still get a credit from the boat half of things because I couldn't make
it? Yeah, we can get that reimbursed because you're just flat out not going to make the trip and you don't want a voucher that's good for 2 years for something you're not going to use.
Right. I think that's exactly what his question
is. Good point. Yeah. Hey, you want to get
a great question, Ed.
You want to get through on the phones, 213-432-1090, 213-432-1090. There's a line open right now. You can get through. You have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. Not only a pair of Costa sunglasses, you get a $300 gift certificate that allows you to buy any pair you want and accessories at CostaDelMar.com. Another great text here from Dave in Poway. Big fan. GM,
you got a lot of fans
here,
Bob.
Good.
I highly recommend you. Had to cancel a trip this year because of COVID. After doctor's report, proper documentation, I received prompt, no hassle reimbursements. Even received two calls of follow up to ensure that I was well handled. And he says, thanks, Bob. I'm reading these because this stuff works.
Yeah.
Right? It's like this is proof that it's not, you know, insurance. Baloney.
Yeah, it's not an infomercial. It's the real deal.
It actually works, yeah.
Yeah.
And these are actual people that listen to Let's Talk Hookup that found Bob and bought the insurance and had issues, and it worked.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing with the travel insurance, too, is that, you know, when you – I have a write-up on how to submit a claim, four things you need to send in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel that the claims department is specific enough. They say – okay, we need a receipt for how much money you paid. So what does the person do? They go, hey, I talked to Monica at the Royal Polaris, and she said I paid $2,500, and here's the proof because here's her letter. But that's not proof. They want proof of the payment. And the reason for that is so many of these letterheads can be copied and pasted.
Sure.
And you can edit the wording on them.
Sure.
So they go, okay, you show us the front and back copy of the check and who it was paid to, or you show me your credit card statement on who it was paid to. That's proof.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole other hour coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Sport. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK Jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitink, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and Baitink systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com. Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more motion than conventional popper-style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through-wire construction and high tensile-strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance, so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.